Shishi. The pasuk continues now with an individual that will bring a korban chatos. V'im nefesh achas techta b'shkoga me'am aretz. If an individual person will sin me'am aretz from the people of the land, ba'asoysa, when he will do achas mimitzvah Hashem ha'shaloysei asena, he will be over a lav sheyesh b'karis va'oshem, and he will be guilty. Oy hoyda elav chatos hasher choto, if it will become known to him his sin, v'hevi karbona, he will bring as his carbon si'iras izin, a she-goat. Tamima, it shall be complete without a mum. Nekeva, a nekeva. Al chatos asher chota, on a sin that he sinned. V'somach es yodi al rosh chatos, and the one who sinned will lean both hands on the head of the chatos. V'shochat es chatos b'mkoyim ha'oilo, and he will shecht the chatos in the same place where the oilo was shechted, on the northern side of the mizbeach. V'loch kach ha'koyim midoma betzpoy, the koyim will take its blood with his finger. V'nosan ha'karnois mizbeach ha'oilo, and he will smear it on the horns of the outside mizbeach. V'es kol doma Yishpoich el yisayt ha-mizbeach, and the rest of the blood will be poured to the base of the mizbeach. Ve'es kol chelba yosir, and all of its fats will be removed. Kasher husa chelev mi'al zevach ha-shlomim, the same fats that were removed from the goat of a carbon shlomim. Ve'hiktir ha-koyin ha-mizbeach, and the koyin will smoke it on the mizbeach. L'reach nichoyach, for a nachas ruach l'ashem. Ve'chiper olav ha-koyin, and the koyin will atone for this individual. Ve'nislach loy, and he will become forgiven. Meshech Chochma asks, why over here, when an individual brings a goat, does it say l'reach nichoyach? And further, when an individual brings a sheep, it does not say the lashon of reach nichoyach. And he answers it based on the Gemara in Soita, daf lamed beis amid beis. The Gemara says, mipnei ma tiknu tefila v'lachash, why were they misakin that davening shall be done quietly? Shle levai is just over avera, in order not to embarrass one who did an avera, so he can daven quietly, and nobody will hear the averas that he did. Because the Torah did not differentiate in the place where the shechita is done by a chatas and by a oila. Both of them are shechted in the same place on the north side of the mizbeach. This way, when somebody is watching from the outside, he will not know what type of carbon it is. The person that is bringing a carbon chatas will not be embarrassed, because the place of the shechita does not give away what type of carbon it is, because it can also be a carbon oila shechted b'tzafen. Frank the Gemara v'loi v'ha ikadamim, dam chatas lamala v'dam oila lamata. Wouldn't the bystander see that this is a chatas because the blood is placed on the upper part of the mizbeach, on the horns of the mizbeach, and by a chatas it is placed below the chutas sikra? So the Gemara says, no, only the kohen will know the difference. Kohen hu diyada. The regular person will not see that where he's placing the blood, and therefore only the kohen will know the difference, and the kohen will not embarrass this person. So the Gemara asks, "Va'iko chatas nekeva, oila zocher." Why wouldn't the person see the difference by what type of animal is being brought? A carbon chatas of a yachid is a female animal, and the carbon oila is a male animal. So he will see by the fact that he's bringing a female that it is a carbon chatas. So the Gemara says, "Hasa mechasya ba'alya." The person won't be able to tell it is a nekeva because the tail of the animal is blocking. So the Gemara says, Tenach b'kisva, se'ira ma'ikel me'mar. That's only good by a sheep that has a tail, but by a goat that does not have a tail, what will you say? The Gemara answers, Hasam iru t'kam michsav nafshe. Over there, he brought upon himself the embarrassment. It was self-inflicted. He could have brought a sheep, and then he would not have been embarrassed. By the fact that he brought a goat, that made him embarrassed, and that was a self-inflicted embarrassment. Based on this Gemara, the Meshech Chochma answers the Lashon of L'reach Nichoyach L'Hashem by the carbon brought from a goat. Because since this person chose to bring a goat instead of a keves, a sheep, so people who are watching from the outside will be able to tell that he is bringing a chatas, and this will bring embarrassment to him, so he is atoning his avera even greater. Besides having charata on the sin that he did, he is also causing a greater embarrassment that people will know that he is bringing a chatas. So he has a greater kapara, and that is l'reach nichoyach l'Hashem, a greater nachas ruach to Hashem. Zok Rashi Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Kasher Husar Chelev Mi'al Zevach HaShlomim. We remove the fats from this goat just like we remove the fats from the carbon shlomim. Zok Rashi Ke'emure Eiz HaMurim B'Shlomim. Just like we remove the fats from the goat of a shlomim. And the Pasuk continues, Vim Keves Yavi Karboni L'Chatos. If he will want to bring a sheep instead of a goat. Nekeva, it shall be a nekeva. Tamima, without a mum. Yiviena, he will bring it. Besomachas yodai, and he will lean his hands. Al rosh hachatos, on the head of the korban chatos. Veshochat oisoch lechatos, and he will shecht it for a chatos. Bimkoy masha yishchat at ha'oila, in the place where we shecht the oila. Rashi says, Veshochat oiso lechatos, tells us that the shechita must be done for the sake of a korban chatos. Veloka ha'koyim midama chatos betzvoi, and the koyim will take from the blood of the chatos with his finger, venosan al karnas mizbach ha'oila, and smear it on the horns of the mizbeach ha'oila. That's called Doma Yishpach El Yisrael HaMizbeach, and the rest of the blood will be poured to the base of the Mizbeach. That's called Chelba Yosir, and all the fats will be removed. Kasher Yusa Chelev HaKesev Mizevach HaShlamim. Just like we remove the fats of a sheep from a carbon shlamim, which includes the alyo, the tail. V'hikter HaKoyin Oysam HaMizbecha, the Koyin will smoke them on the Mizbeach, Al Ishi Hashem, on the fire of Hashem. The chiper all of a coin al chatos yasher choto, and the coin will atone for his sin, v'nislach lo, and he will become forgiven. The Netziv is medayik that the lashon of v'nislach lohem, that he will become forgiven, is stated over here by a chatos yochid, also earlier by a chatos of a nasi, and also by the par helam davar shel tzibur, but it is not mentioned by par coin hamashiach. And the Netziv explains that is because in Perek Dalet Pasuk Chaf, where it says V'nislach lohem by par helam davar shel tzibur, it is also going on the par Kohen HaMashiach. And it is talking about a case where the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, paskened wrong, and so did the Sanhedrin. The Kohen Gadol brought his Karbin Chatos, his par lechatos, and then the rest of Klal Yisrael brought their Karbin Chatos. The Pasuk is telling us that the atonement of the Kohen HaMashiach does not take place until after the whole brought their Chatos. Because as long as they were not forgiven, he, the Kohen HaMashiach, the Kohen Gadol, was the cause for their Avera. And somebody who causes another person to do an Avera, his tshuva is not accepted until they do tshuva. So therefore, when the Pasuk says that the whole Sibur brought their carbon, v'chipar aleihem ha'koyin, and the Koyin atoned for them, v'nislach lohem, and he forgave Klal Yisrael for their Avera, included in that forgiveness was also v'nislach loy, the forgiveness of the Koyin HaMashiach, because he cannot be forgiven until after they were forgiven, because he was the cause for them doing the Avera. Zok Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, v'shochat oysa l'chatos, he will shecht it for a chatos. Shetehei shechitos l'shem chatos. It must be shechted for the sake of a carbon chatos. Frek the Maskel of David, why is it necessary to say it again that chatos has to be l'shma? We already said earlier in Pasuk Chav Dalet, chatos hi l'shmai kosher, shalei l'shmai pasul. So why does Rashi have to repeat it? The Maskel of David answers that if it would just say Pasuk Chav Dalet, I would think that only from Kabbalah ve'elech, from the avodah of catching the blood and on, is the rechiv that it has to be l'shma. Because the Pasuk over there says, b'mkoyim asher yishchat et ha'ola lefnei Hashem, and then afterwards it says chatos hi. So it says the word chatos hi, which tells us that it has to be l'shma, after the shechita. So I would think only from Kabbalah and on, there has to be a din of l'shma. But from this pasuk over here, we learn that even the shechita has to be l'shma, because the pasuk over here says v'shochat ois l'chatos, the shechita has to be for the sake of a chatos. Zok Rashi, kashi yusa chelav hakesef, we remove the fats from this carbon just like we remove the fats of a sheep of a shlamim. Shenis rabu emurim ba'alya, where we increase the amount of parts that are brought on the mizbeach by bringing the alya, the tail. Af chatas kishibo kivsa, also a chatas when it is brought from a sheep, to una alya im ha'emurim. We have to bring the tail together with the other parts. Al ish Hashem, we bring the chalavim, the fat on the ish Hashem. Al maduras ha'esh, on the pile of wood set ablaze. Hasuyois l'shem, that were made for the sake of Hashem. The pasuk continues now, telling us the din of a carbon oil of yared. A carbon oil of yared is a carbon chatos, and the type of carbon that is brought is dependent on the financial status of the individual who is bringing the carbon. If he is very wealthy, then he will bring the carbon from sheep or goats. If he is poor, he will bring the carbon from birds. And if he is very poor, then he will bring the carbon from flour. There are three averis mentioned in this parsha that warrant somebody to bring a carbon oil of yared, and that is the avera of shvuas ha'edus, the avera of tumas migdash ukedashav, and the avera of shvuas bitoy, which will all be explained in the upcoming psukim. And the reason why this carbon chatos is called a carbon oil of a yared, oil means it goes up, the yared and goes down, because the type of carbon fluctuates depending on the financial situation of the individual who is bringing the carbon. The first avera mentioned in this pasuk is the avera of shvuas ha'edus. For example, if Reuven and Shimon are coming to a din Torah, Reuven says that I lent money to Shimon and he owes me the money. Shimon denies that he owes any money to Reuven. Reuven knows that he had a witness, so he goes over to Levi and says, can you please testify for me that I lent money to Shimon? Levi says, I don't know anything. I am not a witness. I never saw anything. I never heard anything. So Reuven says, I'm being mashbia you. I'm making you swear to come and say Edus, if you know Edus. By the fact that Levi accepts the Shvuah, in essence, he is swearing that he does not know any Edus. And if he really did know Edus and he wants to do tshuva at a later date, he must bring a carbon oilo v'yarid. And the pasuk goes like this, v'nefesh kisechta, a soul that will sin, v'shama koil olo, he will hear the sound of an oath. That means Reuven will be mashpia Levi to come say Edus. And he says, I do not know Edus. V'hu aid, and he really was a witness to this hava. Oiro, by either seeing Reuven lending money to Shimon, Oyoda, let's say he did not actually see Reuven lending money to Shimon, but he knows that Shimon owes money because he heard Shimon admit that he owes him money. Im lo yagid, if he does not testify, v'nosa avoinoi, he will carry and bear his sin. That is the first avera, shvuas ha'edus. The next avera is called tumas migdash ukdashav, where somebody became tameh, he forgot that he was tameh, and then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of tumah, or eats kachim in this state of tumah, he will also bring a carbon oil of a yared. The pasuk says, oy nefesh or a soul asher tiga b'chol davar tameh, who will touch anything that's tameh, oy benivlas chaya tameh, whether he touches a carcass of a chaya tameh. The word tameh is not attaching itself to chaya tameh, because every dead chaya is tameh. It is saying, Tameya, going back on Nivlas, he will touch a nevela, a carcass, at the size Tameya that will make him Tamei, which is the shear of a kezias. Oy benivlas behema, or he will touch a carcass of a behema, Tameya, the size that will make him Tamei, which is a kezias. Oy, or he will touch benivlas, a carcass, sheretz Tamei, of a Tamei de Gesheretz. Over here, the Sefer Ksav HaKabbalah says that the word sheretz and Tamei go together, since there are certain type of shrotzim that are metame and certain that are not. The shmoina shrotzim are metame, the eight shrotzim are metame, like it is said in Parsha Shemini. So therefore it says, oy benivlas, or he touches a carcass, sheretz tame of a tame de gesheretz, the shmoina shrotzim. And the trop indicates that this is the pshat, because by chaya and tmeya, nivlas chaya go together with the trop kadma v'yazla, and the word tmeya is separated by the revi. And also by Behema Tmeya, it is a Zakev Katan. Behema has a Zakev, and Tmeya has a Katan, separating Behema and Tmeya. But over here, it's a Munach Esnachta, Sheretz, Tamei. There is a Munach under Sheretz and Esnachta under Tamei, linking the two together. So the word Sheretz and Tamei are going together. A Sheretz Tamei, not a Sheretz that is not Tamei. V'nela Mimenu, and it will be concealed from him this Tumah. He will forget that he is Tameh, for who Tameh, and he really he is Tameh, but Oshem, and he will sin by going into the Beis HaMikdash, or by eating Kachim. And the pasuk continues with other types of Tumah. Oy kiga betumas Adam, or a person that will touch the Tumah of a person, whether he touches a dead body, or he touches a person that touched a dead body. Lechol Tumasai, any matter of Tumah. This is coming to include one who touches a Zav or a Zava. A Zav and Zava are discussed in Parashas Mitzrayim, and they are a man or a woman who have a discharge that causes impurity. If he touches the Zav or Zava, he is Tamei. Asher Yitma, that he became Tamei, Rashi says, this is coming to include one who touches a person who had relations with a Nida. A Nida is a woman in a state of impurity due to menstruation. And if somebody is boil a nida, one who has relations with a nida, besides for being chayev karis, he also becomes tameh. One who touches this man who was boil a nida is also tameh. But this comes to include another tumah, the tumah of nevelas oiftar, one who swallows the carcass of a kosher bird. Usually, a dead animal is tameh b'maga uvamasa, by touching it or carrying it. A dead kosher bird is not tameh by touching it or carrying it, only by swallowing it, by eating it. it's metame abesa blia in the throat. So the pasuk is telling you another type of tumah, one who swallowed a nevelas oiftor, a carcass of a kosher bird. Vinela mimenu, and he forgot that he was tumah. Vehu yada, and later on he found out. Va'oshem, and he found out that he sinned, because when he forgot, he went into the mikdash or ate kachim, va'oshem, and therefore he was guilty, and he must bring a carbon oil of yarit. That is the second avera called tumas mikdash ukdasha. The third avera is shvuas bitui, where somebody made a false shvua. The pasuk says, "Oy nefesh or soul, kisi shava, who will swear, levate bisfasayim, to express through his lips." He makes a shvua by talking, not belave, not in his heart, but rather by actually saying a shvua, lahara or lehetev, to do harm or to do good. For example, he makes a shvua that he will eat, or he makes a shvua that he will not eat, and he will forget that he made a shvua, and he will be over his shvua. Then he has to bring a carbon oil of a yarit. L'chol asher yevate ha'adam shvua, or any type of expression that he makes with a shvua, this is coming to include a shvua l'sha'avar in the past. If he makes a shvua that he did do something or he did not do something in the past, and he really made a mistake, and it was a false shvua, he has to bring a carbon oil of a yarit. V'nela mimenu, he forgot this shvua and he was over it. V'yoda, and later on he finds out that he was over and was mevatel this shvua. V'oshem la'achas me'ela, if he will sin to one of these three averis, shvua se'edos, tumas mikdash ukdashav, or shvuas bitoy, he will bring a carbon chatos. V'hoyki yashem la'achas me'ela, and it will be when he will become guilty to one of these averis, v'svado, and he will confess asher choto oleho, his sin. He will bring his guilt offering to Hashem al chatosai, on his sin asher chota, that he sinned. Nekeva minatzoin, a female sheep, kisva oise iras izim, either a female sheep or a female goat, lechatos for chatos, v'chiper olav hakoin, and the koin will atone for his sin, mechatosai, from his aver. Over here we see that he brings a regular carbon chatos that a yochid brings, whether it's a female goat or a female sheep. But if he cannot afford a sheep, he will bring for his guilt offering for the sin that he sinned, either two turtle doves, or two young doves, lashem for Hashem, echod lechatos v'echod oila. One bird will be brought as a carbon chatos, and one will be brought as a carbon oila. And he will bring these two birds to the kohen, and he will bring the bird for the chatos first. Rashi says the reason why chatos comes before oila, because it is compared to an advocate that enters before the king to pacify the king. So first he pacifies the king, and then he brings a present. So too, we first pacify Hashem with the chatos, and then we bring the oila as a present. So the bird brought as a chatos is brought first, umolak es roishoy, and the kohen will do melika on its head, which means he will stick his thumb, the fingernail of his thumb, into the back of the neck of the bird, mimul arpoy, near the nape, v'lo yavdil, it will not totally be separated, which Rashi says means that he does not cut both simonim like he did by an oilas oif, but rather he only cuts one of the simonim. And then he sprinkles from the blood of this chatos ha'oif on the wall of the mizbeach, and that which is left over of the blood, he must say he will squeeze el yisoid ha'mizbeach to the base of the mizbeach. Chatos hu, it is a carbon chatos. So we see a few differences between chatos ha'oif and oilas ha'oif. First of all, oilas ha'oif, the malika takes off both simonim, and chatos ha'oif only cuts one. Second of all, by oilas ha'oif, he squeezes the blood on the kir ha'mizbeach, on the wall of the mizbeach, and over here he squeezes it on the yisoid ha'mizbeach, on the base of the mizbeach. Also, we find an extra matana of blood by chatos ha'oif, because it says v'hizah, he sprinkles the blood of chatos ha'oif on the wall of the mizbeach, and that v'hizah is not at all by oilas ha'oif. And the pasuk continues, v'sasheni yasa oila, and the second bird he will bring as a carbon oila, kamishpat, it will be the same as a regular oilas ha'oif that was mentioned in the beginning of the parasha. This oilas ha'oif that is brought together with the chatos ha'oif, the oilas ha'oif is the same as the voluntary oilas ha'oif brought in the beginning of the parasha. V'chiper olav ha'koin, and the koin will atone on this person, mechatos ha'asher chota, from the sin that he did, v'nislach loy, and he will be forgiven. Chizkuni asks, why do we find that if a person cannot afford to bring the sheep or goats, he brings two birds, one lechatas and one le'oila? Why does he bring an oila? He is bringing a karmen chatas for the avera that he did. Why do we say he brings a oila sa'oif together with the chatas sa'oif? And he answers, because just like by the carbon chatas that is brought from the behemoth, part of it goes on the mizbeach and part of it is eaten by the kahanim, so too over here we want part to be on the mizbeach and part to be eaten by the kahanim. If he would just bring the chatas ha'oif, then there would be no part of it on the mizbeach, because the halacha is by chatas ha'oif that it is completely eaten by the kahanim and no part of it goes on the mizbeach. Therefore, we tell this person to also bring an oilas ha'oif. This way, there will be part of this carbon on the mizbeach, which is the oilas ha'oif, and part of it going to the kahanim, which is the chatas ha'oif.